Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Crazy day around these parts yesterday with the Mets and Cespedes and him quitting on the team and turning his back and leaving and saying it was COVID-19 related, but really we find out that he was disgruntled with playing time and hitting bonuses and the guy's a total fraud, and we thought that he was going to come back and in a walk year end up having a good year again because he wants to get paid. Instead, he decided to quit. Jerry Recco is here with all the details of the games and all that stuff. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, good morning. We're brought to you by Winters Brothers Waste Systems, creating a cleaner and greener Long Island. To learn more, visit wintersbros.com. We'll get to all the Cespedes stuff, but the Yankees did play last night, and they continue to mash, and they were down in the late innings, but Mike Tuchman works out a walk with two outs in the eighth inning, and he would be brought in by the next batter.
And deals. And there it is, up the middle, base hit to center field. Tuchman rounds third, he'll score. DJ LeMahieu spins the tune to tie the game at 7 apiece.
There you go, he spun the tune, made it 7-7. And then up would come the man, the myth, the legend, Aaron Judge.
Barnes to Judge, curveball, fly ball, deep left field, way back there. Aaron Judge, adios amigo! Oh, is he hot? His second home run of the night. Aaron Judge is guilty of putting the Yankees into the lead with his second home run of the night. A bomb into the night. It is 9-7 New York.
468 feet is what they measured that home run at. 9-7, Yankees take the lead. Yankees take the win and the sweep over the Red Sox. And by the way, I gave you guys the over-under on the series of 20 runs. 19. Not too far off there, Booms.
Almost
on the nuts.
Oh, you're
on it there, Jerry. And by the way, Jerry, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Just wondering why this morning you were so angry at Al.
I wasn't. He was yelling at me. Are you out of your mind?
He said it was all about you telling him to drop dead.
No, he was Mike Fliegelman, hop on here and you tell me who was yelling at who.
I saw that as Al yelling at Jerry.
Yes.
Al was yelling at Jerry.
I was completely blindsided this morning. We usually have a very fun, light hour.
Yeah.
And he came out like a house on fire. I let him go. Okay.
Did you tell him to drop dead?
I did at one point, yes.
You did.
All right. If people like that have his take, oh, drop dead. What do you want from me? I don't know. I disagreed with him.
Fleeks, I know you're very busy back there, Fleeks, but if you get an opportunity, just pull that drop dead part so we can dissect it to see what his intentions were. If it was a Al Duke straight drop dead, or was it a people with your take drop dead? I'd like to see.
It was a drop dead dude, I think.
It wasn't angry or
Al,
anything.
Al, did you
have
a rough weekend or something, and that's why you started the way you did this morning?
I had a revelation, Boomer. I didn't have a bad week. I had a great weekend. I had a revelation through the Cespedes situation of just how the Cespedes situation is a metaphor for all of what we're in 2020, which is don't take any blame or blame the person doing the action. Blame the person above them. Oh. And it finally hit me, so I was angry. And then, like you said, with the reporters – again and the same question over and over. And then when it ended, they're all on Twitter going, he wouldn't answer questions. You were going to ask the same question. We would still be here. And just the minutiae of breaking down every little thing that doesn't need to be broken down. He didn't show up. He's a wacko. He's done this before.
Right.
That's it.
Yes.
You don't have to. The way you crafted the statements, like, come on.
Shut up already.
Keep in mind, you had earlier last week, Moose and Maggie were trying to figure out the difference of a game being canceled or postponed.
Right. That's what I mean. This is what the problem with sports radio and ESPN 24-hour sports is.
You know why? Because all you guys got participation trophies. That's why.
I never did.
No, neither. That missed me too.
And as many people pointed out to me on Twitter when I referenced that, it was really the parents who gave out the participation trophy. He's right. Some people are. You can't really blame the kids that got them. We got to blame the parents who handed them out.
It's funny because I grew up. We never had that. And when Matthew was, I guess, six. And we had like the year-ending day of games. I remember the league handing out these plaques. Why? I don't know who started it or when, but it was somewhere between when I finished playing in 1990 and when I saw him playing in 2009, I guess.
Yeah, I think Gunnar was 9 years old. They gave one of those things. I slapped it out of his hands. I said, we're throwing this thing out. Forget this crap.
You'd be like James Harrison. You'd run it over with the car.
Damn straight. You got to earn it, son. Team was like 0-11. Forget it. And I was a parent at every game, and it sucked.
Hey,
by the way, Jerry, your picture is on the floor in here for some reason.
Well, that's not cool.
It was up there with tape, and it fell down because we haven't been there for months.
I'll be there next week. I will make sure that we get that back up.
Jerry, I'll take care of it. Don't worry
about it. I appreciate that.
I'll put it up for
you. Good to be back, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
It's very eerie, actually.
I think it's kind of cool.
You're the only one there? I forgot my key cards to let me in the building. I forgot my key cards to let me up the elevator. I forgot everything.
Did you have your mask?
I had my mask. I had gloves on and everything else. And, you know, poor Fliegelman. He's basically running the whole place by himself.
Like Eddie does every day.
Right. And good thing I had his cell phone in my phone so I could call him to come out and get me.
I'm impressed. You have Mike Fliegelman's number in your phone. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I have to Venmo him, so he has to make sure that I have his number.
I got you now. Okay. We've got payments.
By the way, he did remind me that I didn't Venmo him for last week. That's the first thing he said this morning. Yeah, by the way, I didn't get my
You want to get in?
Hey, Fliegelman, when you get drunk with your friends, do you show people that Boomer Venmos you? Do you, like, do that? Like, hey, check out how cool I am. Look, Anasiasin paid me $100.
Yeah.
Well, we only started doing this a couple months ago, and as you know, the last few months, you haven't really been able to go out and get drunk with friends. But maybe one day.
Yeah, it's not like I'm like your favorite singer or anything like that. You know, that would be a different story.
Oh, yeah. If it was Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
Venmo,
100%.
Maybe one day.
Swifty, yeah.
Maybe one day.
Listen, anyway. If anybody wants to Venmo me, feel free.
Be careful. Me and Al did that once.
No, that was me and you, Jerry.
Was it us two? Oh, yeah. That's right. It was. Okay.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. We ended up donating all that money to charity. Ended up being like $800 or something. So
yes, we did. Exactly right. Here's Aaron Boone on his slugger Aaron Judge, who is just ripping the cover off the ball right now.
He's on a mission right now, and you know, when he got that clean bill of health and right before summer camp started and he started ramping up, there's just been an intensity level to his work, an energy level to the work he's been able to do. And, you know, he's just a great player.
Did you guys hear, I don't know, A-Rod said something about having the bacon on the bases.
Oh, the bacon on the table. I never heard that before in my life.
What is that?
Yeah, he's like, and he really delivers when the bacon's on the table.
Perhaps it was during a Burger King commercial and they were giving you a bacon cheeseburger spot on the side. Who knows?
Definitely not a phrase, right? I almost Googled it, and I said, no, I don't need to Google this because I know it's not a phrase.
The bacon on the table. I've never heard of that.
When the bacon's on the table? No, totally made up.
I have not heard of that either. Although, who knows? Have you Googled it or no?
I'm going to do it now. I did not because I assumed it was just another stupid-ass
A-Rod thing.
You think that
was like some sort of internal baseball term?
That's probably just a dumb term, honestly. Here is Judge.
Oh, God.
It is a phrase.
What does that mean?
No. When I Google bacon on the table, bacon table comes up for Urban Dictionary, and I can't tell you what it says.
Oh, come on.
Okay, you ready? Yeah, it's that bad. It's that, Jerry, it's that freaking bad.
Hold on.
I will stop. I will read to where I can stop, all right? When you, I can't say this. When you,
jeez. Oh,
when you bend someone over and place a box of bacon on their back, and at the same time,
all right, relax.
All right, knock it off.
So oh boy!
That, see,
so was he sending a subliminal message?
maybe this is what him and J-Lo do. Maybe they play bacon table on the weekends down in Miami.
Oh boy!
And table bacon isn't much better. Oh man,
that's pretty funny.
I'm telling you. Why does those two horrible things come up when you put bacon on the table? Shouldn't it be pictures of bacon on a table? Why does it have to be this?
So, yes.
I mean, think about all the kids that may have heard that last night that are watching Sunday Night Baseball.
But you're right. It is the first thing that pops up.
Yeah, it's the first thing.
Yeah. Now, I've got to think. Yeah, if you put images in, you get bacon on a table.
I would hope so. Yeah, I mean, it better not be bacon table images. It's just bacon on a table, right?
Yeah.
But Urban Dictionary's got, and then bacon, and did you see table bacon too, Jerry? That might be worse than.
I didn't. Right now I'm Googling bacon on the table baseball.
Do you think it was a just kind of like a haphazard mistake that he didn't know what he was going to say, so he said that, or do you think that that's something that he says often?
It's just him. It's a, what do they call those? A malaprop?
Yeah.
Where someone thinks that they're saying a phrase that works and they do not. He wanted to say bring home the bacon, maybe.
Right.
And somehow he got bacon on the table.
He also had a pink elephant in a room once.
Yeah, exactly.
He called somebody a fundamentalist again last night.
Did he really?
Yeah, he called somebody a fundamentalist.
Tremendous. Ay. Let's see here. Mike, do me a favor. We're running late. So let's skip Judge and Paxton. Let's get to the Broadster, if you can. The first one on Cespedes basically not playing anymore.
First and foremost, I'm glad to say and to hear that he's healthy and he's safe. And we learned during the game today, late in the game, that he's decided to opt out of the remainder of the season for COVID-related reasons.
He is not holed up in a crack den, as suggested by Boomer Esiason. He has not been kidnapped by the Cuban mafia. He is not with any of the local prostitutes that we know of. We have two or three more to check in with. He has opted out of because of COVID reasons.
By the way, I never said that he was in a crack den. I was using that.
Yes,
like,
you did.
You know, no.
You suggested he was in a crack den.
No,
yes.
I was saying.
And we have
Brody,
checked that out.
I
we
didn't
sent
say that. I said that.
We sent
what the
Ethan to all the crack dens. Ethan went into the crack dens himself, and he checked every crack den.
Yeah. Where's
and
Harold?
Even the former. Well, Harold's checking with the prostitutes as we speak. Ethan went to the crack dens, and
by the way, Ed Coleman
is checking on the Cuban mafia. So.
Right.
He will get back to us as soon as possible.
By the way, we've had issues with crack dens before.
Yeah, I know. There was one in there's a store crack den story in Jacksonville. I've heard before from a former WFAN
oh boy.
Producer. But it's
I
not
remember
my
that
story. It's not my story to tell. So.
No. I'll let that one go. By the way, the Mets did lose to the Braves 4-0. They had a wonderful weekend. They lost 4-0 yesterday. They went 1-for-15 with RISP, with runners in scoring position. They left 13 men on base. They got shut out Saturday. Or was it Saturday 7-1? No, maybe not shut out. They lost 7-1 Saturday. Yeah. And then Friday night was the game that really wanted to make you vomit all over yourself because they gave up a big lead. And then watching Dellin Betances in the bullpen just give the game away was just hideous. So they have a chance to be swept tonight, but they do have the DeGrominator on the mound, so hopefully they don't lose 1-0 as they face Mike Soroka in the series finale in Atlanta. The Reds swept a 7-inning doubleheader from the Tigers, 4-3 and 4-0 in the I believe it was the first game. Tyler Alexander struck out 9 straight batters, and his streak only ended because on a 1-2 pitch, he hit the 10th batter. He was that good yesterday in that spot. Twins beat the Indians 3-1. Cubs over the Pirates in 11-2-1. Also of note, Shohei Ohtani leaves the Angels game in the second inning. His arm's bothering him, so that's not a good thing. Astros beat the Angels in 11-6-5. Multiple reports say you've got multiple Cardinals, or at least members of the Cardinals organization, testing positive for COVID-19. So they have not had a good week. As we know, team's supposed to give us an update on the situation sometime today. Yankees and Phillies are playing tonight, by the way. So that's a four-game series tonight. We'll have coverage on the Fan at 6:25. I didn't tell you about that yet. News from the Jets over the weekend. They released Brian Winters. Also, C.J. Mosley did opt out of the season. Like Lions wide receiver Geronimo Allison opts out of the season. Eagles head coach Doug Peterson tests positive for COVID-19. And Gardner Minshew and Matthew Stafford of the Jaguars and Lions placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. Basketball from Orlando. The Nets beat the Wizards 118-110. They were down 11-2 in this game to start, and they look like basically a low-level college team. They look so bad. But give them credit. Caris LeVert scored 34. Jared Allen, 22 and 15 boards. And Joe Harris had 27. So the Nets get the win. Celtics over the Blazers. Spurs beat the Grizzlies. With that loss by Memphis, Dallas clinched a playoff spot, even though they lost to the Suns 117-115. The Magic outscored the Kings 132-116. The note here is Orlando's Jonathan Isaac suffered a torn ACL in this game. NHL today, and I mean today, 12 noon, Rangers-Hurricanes game 2. Of course, they lost on Saturday as Carolina scored a lousy minute 1 into that game, but the Rangers fought back, wind up falling short. Sunday wins for the Wild, the Blue Jackets, the Avalanche, the Flyers, and the Coyotes. And in golf, Justin Thomas wins the FedEx St. Jude Classic. You've got the PGA Championship this week from Harding Park in San Francisco.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.